All right, so I said this in one of my recordings, but this needs to have its own topic. It has to have its own title, its own recording. This is so important. It has to have its own message. Just like the movie Neo, Morpheus was telling Neo that anybody at any time can become an agent. Boom, they can shift and they become Agent Smith. It's like a shapeshifter. How does that happen in the real world? So you're going about your business, you're in Christ, you're hid in Christ, you're seated in the heavenlies, but you're walking down here in your avatar body. And so your avatar body is a clay vessel, it's a ship, it's a water ship. The angels have a body, they're in a ship. Different creatures that God created, the four beasts around you got the good ones that he created and the bad ones. The bad one is Therion, the evil beast. But anyway, there's different kinds of creatures that God created, and they all have their different ship vessels. But we're on earth, and so earth is clay, so we have a clay vessel because that's where we're walking in, earth plane. The angels have a light body because they're in a different plane. And so your avatar body, carrying around the Holy Spirit, carrying around the truth, and God put on your forehead, E-M-E-T, which is life. He gave you truth. And you see that God takes his servants and he marks them on the forehead before the devil puts the 666 on his servants, because the devil don't really know how to do it. He has to watch how God does it. There's always an anti. So, long story short, you're an avatar carrying around the truth, the Holy Spirit, the Word of Truth. You're going about your business. You're trying to reach people with the gospel to pluck them out of the lies of Babylon. You're trying to pluck them out of the Borg hive AI Borg system, the cube system. The cube is the hive mind. And the cube is pretty much where we're at, because everything reflects back. Just like when you get in the elevator, everything's reflecting back. If you look at the door of an elevator, it's like an aluminum, some kind of metal. And if you look at that door, it's a flat surface. But as you look at that door and you actually gaze at that metal, you can actually see into the door as depth. It looks like it's depth. There's depth to the door in the elevator. And so that's what your reality is. There's depths. So when you're looking at it, you're in a little cube, right? It's a holographic projection. So you're in a cube, and as you look, like right in front of me is a chair. My arm can reach the chair, but in front of me is a wall. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4 arm lengths away. But the reality is, it's the cube. It's really, there's no distance or space. It's a projection, and it's like being in the elevator looking at those walls where you can look. When you look, go get in the elevator and pay attention. When you're in there, you look at that door and the reflection, you see yourself. But if you really gaze on it, you can see depth in the door. You can actually see your shoes. You can see, if you turn sideways, you can see the back of your shoe. You know, slanted 45 degrees, you can see depth. It's not just a reflection like in a mirror. It shows depth. So there's different levels of understanding. There's different levels of truth. And so what's happening is Babylon, when they see somebody escaping like Neo, he was waking up. Babylon, the AI program that's everywhere at all times through the flesh mind, and we all have the old Cain, AI, C-A-I-N, Cain, the old flesh mind. And so the reason the AI program's everywhere, because it's the old Adam, the old flesh mind. And that's why the Bible says you have to die daily to the old Adam. And you rise up in the new Adam. So when you walk, the same spirit that quickened Jesus will quicken your mortal body. So, right? So what happens is, as you're going about your business like a Neo, you got born again, you got saved, you escaped the Babylon, you're walking out of Babylon, you're trying to pull some people out with you, what happens? The AI machine man shows up Agent Smith. Why do you think it's called? Why do you think they call him Smith? Wordsmith. The witches, they're word crafters, wordsmith. They're doing curses on you because Jesus is the word, so they got to do everything to using his word to try to put you in a curse and try to get you out of the Bible, try to get you from rightly dividing the Bible, because the Bible is outside of time and it's outside of the AI program. So the Word of God has been compiled over 66 books, and so the Word of God is the spirit mind in a 2D, and it's trying to come off the 2D into your 3D heart and mind because it originated from the 5D. Because the 5D is greater than the 3D and the 2D, but the 2D book is not just to sit on the book, it's to go into your heart, writing on the tablet of your heart. My point is this. Just like Neo in the Matrix, everybody around you, including yourself, has the AI program encoded, but you know that you can die to that and you can walk in the spirit. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So you know right and wrong because of the Holy Spirit, and you know what you shouldn't say or do or whatever, go plug, whatever you shouldn't do, you know it. And whatever you should do, you know to do that. And so as you're walking around in this ship, you're walking ion, power, Zion, Sion. The word ion is power, but it also means to go and it means to walk. So as you're walking around in your ion power and your ion walk, taking up your cross daily, step by step, dying daily, you cross your legs. Every time you walk, your legs are crossing. You're dying. You're dying. You're dying to the cube, dying to the old Adam, dying to the AI program, dying to the responses. Instead of responding, you make a choice not to respond. So the narcissists are masters at trying to get you to respond in the flesh. The Jezebel wants you to respond in the flesh. The Delilah wants you to respond in the flesh. Solomon only fell because he went into the flesh. But even in Solomon's downfall, he destroyed more of the Philistines just in that, because he had the power. You got the Holy Spirit. You know, you're sealed with the Holy Spirit. But as long as you walk in the Spirit, they can't touch you. The universe is actually against them. That's why Wile E. Coyote can never catch Roadrunner. Because the universe is on Roadrunner's side. And what I was saying in one thing is Roadrunner is fast. So when you're fasting in prayer, you're fast. And notice the Roadrunner's just eating some seeds. And he's running around fast. The seed of the Word of God. Seeds. He's not eating. He don't have to consume. He don't have to consume. And that's why I'm trying to teach people about investing. If once you start investing, your mind shifts from consumer to investor. Once you start exercising your gift, you let it flow through you instead of stagnating it. Once the Holy Spirit starts to flow through you, you no longer want to stagnate it. You want to speak it and speak it forth out of your bodyship so that other people can be set free. Not that you're anything, but God is working through you. So you die daily. You walk and take up your cross, not as a burden, but as a joy. Jesus went to the cross with joy. And when you understand that when you take up your cross, you're dying to Babylon. But my point is, everybody around you who doesn't understand this, they have a tendency to try to pull you back to Babylon. And so Delilah is going to try to find some man who's saved and sleep with him to pull him down into the flesh and quantum connect with him so she can mess with his emotions and turn him into a fickle instead of steadfast, turn him into a sine wave up and down, up and down, up and down. Jezebel, Delilah. They don't care. They got four or five men that they're playing. They don't care. They got all their flying monkeys and they're lying. And so the man has relations with her and he forgets. He loses his mind. He thinks he's in love, but she's playing him. And it could be true for the women, the saved women. They're being played. They think they're in love. Gave them a good feeling. but it's not real love. They're playing other people, and they're destroying their own hearts. And so they want you to be like them. So they want you to go and cheat on them like they cheated on you, to destroy your heart. They want you to lie just like they've been lying. They want you to try to hurt them like they hurt you, to destroy your heart. Whoredom wine and new wine take away the heart. They want you to go drink, go bar hopping just like them. Why? To destroy your heart. If they can't destroy your heart, and see, and they're all the same. Once you get source and you understand what I'm saying is, all Jezebels are the same. All Delilahs are the same. All legalists are the same. All witches are the same. All liars are the same. All narcissists are the same. They might play a little variation, but it's the same. There's no new game. The AI program is a machine. They just repeat the same thing over and over. And after you've been through the process enough times, you can take, just like Neo, and you can catch that bullet that was coming at you, and you just throw it down. They lose. They have no power. You don't play the game with Agent Smith. And then, but when you become the when you hit source code, one, you see Agent Smith, and you don't fear Agent Smith, and you can face off with Agent Smith because you are Neo now. You died. And so you already know what Agent Smith, every move that Agent Smith does, you already know. And you don't really need to know because Jesus is on your side protecting you. And that's why Roadrunner never loses. He's not focused on Wile E. Coyote. He's looking at Wile E. Coyote and actually laughing at him saying, man, when you going to give up? When you going to stop? And they run themselves to death. So the Jesuits, the Freemasons, the Kabbalists, they have all these agents that are trying to attack you. These gang stalkers, they never stop. They keep going and going and going and going and going. And they keep trying. They send another one. And then when they can't pull you down, they have to send another one. They have to send one that they think is more stronger, a stronger witch or a stronger Jezebel or prettier Delilah or whoever. They're always sending some agent who's either stronger or prettier, or they think is wiser or a trickster or whatever. They're always sending somebody greater than that destroyed another one. So the Jezebels fight amongst themselves. They're always trying to be greater than the other one. They play these games to rise up to see who's the greatest flesh creature. But it's really going down. They're not rising up. They're going down to the rabbit hole is deep. So instead of them rising up, they're going down. They're taking each other. They're throwing each other under the bus, and they're taking each other down with each other. Because their heart is wicked. Because they reject the truth, which is Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. The AI program of Babylon is always looking for a toehold into the door to pull you down. And they never stop. That is what the gang stalking is. It's an AI program of Agent Smith, who's controlled by the devil or the architect. The architect of the flesh, the king of Tyre is the king of Tyre, the flesh. So the king of the flesh is the devil. He's a master deceiver, Genesis 3. And the only way he can fool you is get you into a fake reality and gaslight you that you don't believe the truth, that you believe some lie that Delilah or Jezebel told you, or some legalist, to pull you down a rabbit hole of fake reality. That's what's happening. And if you stand on the truth and you don't let any liar in your space, once you see there's a liar, you call them out on it. And if they don't want to change, you get away from them. You keep them out of your ear gate and your eye gate and your domain where you live. You got to keep them out. That's what's happening. The AI program is the flesh mind. And the king of Tyre is the devil. The king of tares. The king of Cain. The king of Jezebel. The king of the legalist. They have a king, and he uses each one and takes them captive at will. It's simple. In the 3D, everything is division. in the spirit plane, the devil, when God asked the devil, "Have you considered my servant Job?" Instantly, the devil said, "Yeah. Yeah, but you got a hedge around him." He already knew. How could he know that fast? Because 3D is not the same as 5D. 5D is instant. 3D is not. And so when the devil hits you with one dart, it comes in threes or fives. The devil can hit you with, he can send one dart your way and it hits you with three or five or seven or nine. When you get hit with three things at once, it's the devil attacking you. That's what's happening.